What if everything you believed about your brain was wrong? For centuries, scientists thought our brains were fixed machines with predetermined capabilities, especially after childhood. But Dr. Michael Mrsenich's groundbreaking research has shattered this myth, revealing that our brains continuously rewire themselves throughout our entire lives. This phenomenon, called neuroplasticity, means your brain forms new neural connections and prunes unused ones daily, a process remarkably under your control through deliberate practice and focused attention. Consider David's extraordinary story. Despite normal intelligence, he never spoke a single understandable word throughout childhood. By his 20th birthday, he remained completely nonverbal, with experts having written off his chances of ever speaking normally. When Mrsenich's team discovered David had a severe auditory processing disorder, his brain only crudely encoded word sounds, they designed intensive computer-based training targeting this specific deficit. Within 3 months, David began speaking. A year later, his speech was nearly indistinguishable from normal. Through focused training, he had physically rewired his brain, creating entirely new functional abilities in adulthood. This capacity for change extends beyond speech to virtually every aspect of cognition. Your brain's plasticity drives both skill development and decline, and you can harness this power at any age, whether 25 or 85. Humans stand apart through our exceptional behavioral adaptation. While all mammals learn, our ability to master diverse skills, from Arctic hunting to complex professional work, is unmatched. We accomplish this through our plastic brains, which we continuously reshape throughout life. We now face an unprecedented challenge: lengthening lifespans, predicted to reach 100 plus years by mid-century, coupled with accelerating technological change. Today's workers must master new systems repeatedly, with skills becoming obsolete in years rather than generations. Yet as our need for neuroplasticity peaks, cognitive decline often begins. After 40, many experience slower processing, difficulty multitasking, and reduced focus. By 55 to 60, average cognitive performance drops from the 50th to the 15th percentile. This creates a critical paradox. Our cognitive abilities naturally decline just as technological demands and lifespans increase. The widening gap between mental demands and capabilities makes understanding how to maintain brain plasticity essential for both individual and societal progress. Brain change follows 10 key principles. First, change requires an alert, engaged brain. Second, greater effort and focus produce stronger, lasting changes. Third, learning strengthens connections between simultaneously active neurons. For example, when learning to peel a banana, your brain strengthens connections between neurons processing sensory input, cognitive understanding, and motor control. With practice, these connections form an efficient control network. Fourth, learning enhances neural synchronization, like scattered applause becoming unified. Fifth, the brain links neuron teams to form action sequences, connecting syllables into words and words into phrases. Sixth, changes become permanent only when experiences are novel or significant, triggered by specific neurotransmitters. Seventh, mental practice creates the same brain changes as physical practice, as seen in the Dalai Lama's emotional mastery through meditation. Eighth, memory compares performance against goals. Ninth, learning strengthens relevant connections while weakening irrelevant ones. Tenth, plasticity works bidirectionally. Skills can deteriorate as easily as they improve. These principles guide us in maintaining and strengthening essential life abilities. Through brain plasticity, your unique self emerges from the associations your brain forms. Every experience contributes to your embodied self-reference, extending to relationships, surroundings, and skills. We're not merely products of genetics. Our individuality stems from our brain's response to experiences. Consider two children. One thrives in a language-rich environment, while another struggles in a language-poor home. These differences show how early experiences physically shape developing brains. Our brain constructs multiple parallel worlds: the external world, our corporeal world, body's neurological map, and a mental essence world of emotional qualities. As the Buddha found, we can refine these inner qualities through practice. We create other possible worlds too, from mathematics to philosophy. These mental landscapes form abstract realms where we operate. You are the integrated sum of these worlds, shaped by experience. Brain plasticity means that with proper training, even disadvantaged brains can improve. We remain dynamic beings, capable of lifelong transformation. While figures like Lincoln and Napoleon had remarkable memory, cases like Kim Peek show that memory's true value lies in enabling understanding and action, not just storage. Your brain builds neural networks through plasticity. A 30-year-old typically knows 30,000 words versus an 80-year-old's 10,000. Think car, and your mind activates countless associations. These connections drive intelligence and problem-solving. Emotional events stay vivid because feelings enhance brain plasticity. Weddings and accidents remain clear while routine days fade. Memory strength depends on repetition, attention, and strong associations. Our brains can simulate actions with precision. Mental rehearsal takes the same time as physical performance. Athletes and musicians use this for practice, though these abilities require maintained memory stores. The hippocampus manages long-term memories, shrinking from thumb-sized in youth to little finger-sized in old age, directly impacting memory capacity. Kenneth restored his life through neuroplasticity-based brain training. Using Mrsenich's program, he saw dramatic improvements in memory, focus, and technical comprehension. "I could remember a whole lot of things I couldn't remember before. My mind didn't stray anymore." These improvements helped him pass his relicensing exam successfully. Catherine, in her 70s and previously illiterate after decades with a controlling husband, taught herself to read through phonics training. She progressed from never having read a book to completing novels, discovering a new world of literature and independence. Ryan's boat accident required removal of substantial brain tissue, with doctors doubting he'd recover basic functions. Through intensive rehabilitation and family support, he slowly regained speech and movement. After starting neuroplasticity-based training, his memory, cognition, language, and attention improved dramatically. Today, he lives independently with his fiance and works with his father, a recovery made possible by his brain forming new neural pathways. These cases show how neuroplasticity enables growth rather than decline, proving the brain can forge new pathways to recovery regardless of age or circumstance. Daily physical exercise, 30 minutes minimum, is vital for brain health, but Mrsenich warns against brainless machine exercises that promote repetitive movements. He alternates between normal and light eating days, a neurologically beneficial practice. While prescription medicines are important, true recovery requires engaging plasticity to rewire your brain. To reinvigorate growth, start new activities daily. Embrace positive surprises with childlike awareness. Build confidence through challenges. Make friends who become part of your evolving self. Explore unfamiliar cultural experiences and continuously enrich your life. If you've neglected your brain, recovery demands commitment, replacing negative behaviors and finding renewed purpose. The rewards are significant: preserved vitality, independence, and sense of self. Brain fitness enables your mind to match your body's longevity, maintaining intensity and growth. While it's easy to become a narrow version of your former self, your brain can reclaim its vibrancy. It isn't limited by genetics or age. Its remarkable plasticity awaits your engagement. Will you accept the invitation to transform?